Today on Dayton Youth Radio, we have a story from the Miami Valley School about a teenager looking for stable ground in relationships and in life. Here's project manager Basim Blunt.
For adults, many of us have those fond memories of that first kiss or first romance during our teenage years. In today's Youth Radio segment, we'll hear from producer Avery Woodruff, who tells us about the hunt to find someone special in high school.
Being single in high school can get pretty rough sometimes. And it's even harder when you're gay because the people that you can date are fewer in numbers than your straight friends. I'm into theater, and so I go to a lot of performances for my friends. It's really awesome when I see some of my friends hanging out with their partners. That's something that every teen wants, and it's nice just to have someone there who cares about you. I feel really happy for them. But at the same time, I can't help but to feel a little bittersweet about it because I'm still single. And at some point, I begin to ask myself, why am I single? I always feel like I'm sizing up, or I should be trying to talk to a guy with the potential of a relationship. This is the hunt. This is the hunt, so to speak, that can get very stressful and exhausting even. I sometimes find myself getting so caught up in it that when I'm talking to a guy, it's like I begin to lose myself. We teens often put pressure on ourselves, or maybe we get it from social media or movies, to be in a relationship. We all want the experience of love and having being loved. But being loved romantically isn't all there is to life. Why are we not okay with just being ourselves, being by ourselves, and being fine with that? These two concepts can be very hard to reconcile at times. Being an independent, whole person while also wanting a boyfriend. This is where my internal conflict begins. Over my 17 years of living, I have been slowly learning. There is so much complexity to life, there's so much fulfillment and passions and desires that aren't only romantic. Right now, being single and being loved by my family and friends is completely enough for me. This keeps my mind out of the hunt for a boyfriend. This keeps me out of the social pressure that I feel from society at large, from social media, from everything. I'm confident in who I am, and I'm confident in my beliefs. If I am single, that is fine. I am still going to go to the places that I need to go to. I'm still in high school, and in about a year and a half, I'm going to be in college. So this hunt that I feel kind of brewing in teenage society really is quite honestly fruitless. I have found that self-confidence has been instrumental to my stability, and I think it's important for teens to understand that and realize how beautiful you are, how independent you are. The one thing I want teens to take away from my story is that you are enough. You are so enough.
For Dayton Youth Radio at the Miami Valley School, this is Avery Woodruff.
That was a story entitled The Hunt, written and produced by Avery Woodruff, a student at the Miami Valley School. Special thanks to Avery's teacher, Lindsay Cummings. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Project Coordinator Basim Blunt.
To hear more Dayton Youth Radio stories, visit our website, wyso.org, or subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Support for Dayton Youth Radio comes from the Virginia W. Kettering Foundation and the Armont Boyer Charitable Trust, Fifth Third Bank, trustee.